Welcome, reading Finnegan's Wake Forum. This is Bob and Ion with episode number 36, which means it's going to be page 36. And we're going to the heart of Finnegan's Wake, page 293. And as usual, we're going to start the page before, around the middle. And there's amazing stuff on the page 292, then into 293, and we'll probably go into a bit of 294. So starting at 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, line 10 on 292. Claspers of young Catholic throats on Huggin Green to take warning by the Prispass. Why? By cows, therefore, or some kind of symbol. By cows, face, man, in shirt is how he is peel Laguna immobile. And then the face, upside down, they won't do it. And then you could peep inside the cerebralized saucepan of this ill-winded good-for-nobody. You would see in his health
wait,
thoughts of...
Wait. Okay, now this is the throats of the Huggin Green. This is that whole process of how the world is in a certain situation or set up, and then it's all turning upside down. And those aren't those three dots, that's pointing down, and the three dots up are pointing up. So that's when all your cows fell over dead, and the wind stopped, and then the going mobile, and then it's going to affect the cows going down to the man, and then the Pierre Laguna de Mobile going up, they won't contact do it. See?
Contact.
So that's the both sides. Won't contact, that's right. Won't contact. Won't
is that ET contact?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And then you go to deep into the, that cerebralized saucepan.
It's ill-winded good-for-nobody. That would be me, right?
Well, we didn't want to say
or
that,
Trump?
But yeah.
Trump?
You're better. Don't blame it. You can't blame everything. You and Rachel Maddow can't blame everything on Trump, Bob. So
Rachel Maddow, oh yeah. So the triangles going down and up. What is that? That's that Jewish symbol.
Direction. Jewish the direction. It's a direction.
No, the Jewish thing. Mystical symbol.
But we're telling you what it is. It's that point. It's going to start at the cows. It's going to work its way down to man in shirts, and then the Pierre Laguna is going to go up till they don't answer it. Okay, now, the cerebralized saucepan is that will that you realize what is. You realize what is. But then you find out that the will that it is not that is. You'll find that out, you see.
Because you would see in his house of thoughtsum, was you, that is, decontaminated enough to look discarnate? Discarnate, a word I popularized. It was applied by McLuhan in the 60s, and then I took it onto the radio and used it for decades. Dense as a decade.
Amen.
So this would refer to me. Was you that is decontaminated enough to look discarnate? See, that's me, because no one said the word discarnate in electric media as much as I have. McLuhan said it, but back then there was less coverage. He just said it
many
times.
Not even James Joyce, and he used it.
Yeah. So, you would see in his house of thoughtsome, was you, that is, decontaminated enough to look discarnate, what a jetsome literage of convolvuli of times lost or strayed, of lands derelict and of tongues lagging too, long a yammy
Wait. You're right. Don't get too far because you'll get lost, because we don't want to do it over and over and over again. See, this is where you get lost in thought, and then that turns into words, and then you're judged by the words. That's the whole Wyndham Lewis conundrum. You see, you gotta get lost in space. No, I got lost in the word. No, you got lost in space. Well, I don't even know where I am, so how could I get lost in space? See the rub?
Yeah. And Lewis is mentioned in line 6 up above, his book title, 1927 or so, Time and Western Man, is, joked with by Joyce, he calls it Spice and West End Woman. So Spice plays off the space theme that he and Joyce argued about, space and time. So Spice and West End Woman. and in brackets, utterly exhausted before publication, India Pepper edition shortly. So that's talking about Wyndham making his own books, probably Vanity Press getting hardly anybody to publish it. Get somebody, I think. He gets somebody.
Now, the next line goes really good. It starts talking about how Bob doesn't know how to speak right. His tone is lagging, too. That's the whole, we call that the Laura Ingraham conundrum.
Yeah. Too many syllables. Emphasizing syllables too much.
We put the emphasis on the wrong syllables.
Yeah. Longa Yamsayor. Not only that, but search lighting, beached, bashed, and bow-shelled, a la mer, far ahead into futurity. Your own convolvulus picninig catman would reel to jazz fancy the noble taking place of what stale words, while them were woven with and fitted fairly featly for, so. That's all about me, right?
It's all the application of the a la mer, which is the parahead, is setting up the stages for the catman, the picaninny catman for the war.
Yeah.
The Novo Solaris. Novo Solaris.
Do I know him?
No, it's a vaccine. Novo Solaris.
Okay, the Novo taking place of what stale words while them were woven with and fitted fairly featly for, so, and equally so, the crame of the whole Faustian fustian, whether your lawner's lightsome or...
What? See, that's what Fauci says about the vaccine doesn't mean that's what it is.
Fauci says that the vaccine doesn't mean what it says. What he says?
Correct.
Fauci's
fustian. The fun about Fauci doesn't matter. They cram it down your whole Fauci frustration.
Right. And equally so, the cram of the whole fustian, whether your lawner's lightsome or your solar sheer mood, it is that, when as the swift shut scaries of our pupil teacher taught duplex will hark back to lark to you symbolically, that though a day be as dense as a decade. A lot of these quotes on this page, 292, are used by McLuhan in War and Peace in Gold Village, his 1968 book. But look at that. A day be as dense as a decade. He was saying around that time that we live 200 years every 12 months compared to people 100 years before or a century before.
Well,
so,
and that denseness is compounding more and more and more and more and more.
Since
even
then,
more so now than then.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Now you live 100 years in a day, and that's the dense as a decade.
Yeah. Though a day be as dense as a decade, no moth has the might. Well, I'm known as the moth. No moth has the might to set a mere bound to the march of a land small, in half a silb, half a sob, half a salb onward. The beast of boredom, common sense. Lurking geographically, I make a lot out of the geographic, gyroscope, Dave Worcester told me that in September 69. Lurking gyrographically.
You're gonna see how that applies, because we also use the gyrograph too.
You guys do. Did you say you?
We do.
Yeah,
I
know that. So I see a lot of me in this, but it's not necessarily about me. What is this about? If it's not about me, what else?
Well, you're a part of this that's going on. This is going to, sooner or later, this is going to be your fault. You can know that. This will be your fault. Don't you worry for a second. We'll speak to that. You will answer for these pluses and minuses, that's for sure. But that's a good thing, because you used to nothing less, so that would be a very important
thing.
What's happening is everybody will get so bored, they'll either come to a place where they embrace this, or they'll never look at it again. Either way, we say, okay. Either way, you're going to be okay, as far as that goes. But they're basically, you are becoming a beast of burden. The boredom.
As I lurk. Yeah, boredom, burden. Common sense, that's what I have now. I'm one of the few people who has common sense for today. Lurking.
No. Wait, stop. stop, stop. Okay. Now, what Bob just said is absolutely true, but he didn't just discover this. The world went butt-fucking crazy. The world went off the edge of the cliff, and Bob was the only thing left. And so now, this extraneous, manipian, static, distorted, dystopian world that he's created has become sensible. That's troublesome, but that's what it is. He didn't just, okay, he didn't get Payne's common sense. No. The world went crazy. That's what happened. Okay.
Well, I was lurking.
Much travail.
Yeah. While I was lurking gyrographically down inside his loose eating SS collar is going, I've wished you sternly how plutonic lovely twin platonic yearlings, you must how in undivided reality draw the line somewhere. Am I saying that, or are they saying that about me?
Yes. Well, no, you're talking about the Nazi fascist, the Nazi.
We have to draw the line somewhere.
It's somewhere. It's and you got to find out. This is undivided reality. I can't even tell reality.
Reality.
Reality. Reality. That's right. Reality. That's what Laura Ingraham said, wasn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
Laura Ingraham said that. So that's good. And so that's what's happening. That at some point you've got to justify this. We talk about this often as far as angles and how close or far you are to the angle. Not distance, but angularly, how many degrees you are from it. But now do your sub notes, and then we'll get to the rest of the good stuff.
Yeah, and where is number one? I've got two. Oh, there it is. Hugging
higher.
Yeah, Huggin' Green. So, where we began. Claspers of young Catholic throats on Huggin' Green. Footnote 1. Where Buickly of the glass and bellows pumped the Rudge in general. That's referring to Buckley who shot the Russian general. But it's become a car. Buickly of the glass and bellows pumped the Rudge in general. Is that Drudge Report? The Rudge in general?
Yeah. It certainly is. It's falling away. Because that glass is just broken.
Right. And I was the last to be looking at it. Then the next part, six lines from the bottom. Nomoth has the might to set a mere bound to the march of a land small, footnote 2, comes down to matter of pertain and brute fierce. Brute force.
Yeah.
Matter of pertain and brute fierce.
That's Rule Britannia and NATO and the resorting of the countries. The U.S. is having a resorting of the states, and you all are having a resorting of the countries.
Did you say me? Who did you say at the beginning? You? Did you say you?
The world. The United States is suffering from the convention of states, and the world is sorting through the convention of countries.
The brute NATO is forcing that?
No, the countries are forcing it. NATO is just the peacekeeping activated portion of the program.
Okay. So then, after that, it says, in half a sylb, half a sob, half a sob, onward, the beast of boredom. But the word onward is footnote 3. It says, Buzmulla, cried Lord Wolseley, how me Auntie Maggle Row. Lord Wolseley, how me Auntie Maggle Row. Is that magnesium or Auntie Mag?
No.
Remag?
No. No. It's Make America Great Again. Auntie Maggle America Row.
Yeah, America.
The better question is, who represents Lord Wolseley? That's the question. Who was
I forget
Wolsey?
Him in history.
Remember, Wolsey was the one with Henry VIII. Remember?
Cardinal Wolsey?
Yeah, Lord Wolsey. Mm-hmm.
And he was with Henry VIII, fighting with Cromwell?
Of course. They still are fighting.
Right. Is Wolsey Catholic? He's a cardinal, he's Catholic.
We don't know that. We don't care. We don't.
He represents the Vatican? Is he trying to keep it within the Catholic world?
No! Good God, go to history class. Ask Alexa, Bob. It's not what that's
about. Oh, you mean, so Wolseley is a Venetian agent. He's wanting Henry to start on his own scene.
Correct.
Very good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So
okay.
The Venetian.
Keep it moving, Bob. Keep it moving, Bob.
Cried, what's Busmulla? Busmulla, cried Lord Wolseley. How me make America great
this
again?
This can't be. This can't be.
Oh, bullshit.
Boy, this MAGA crowd, this MAGA crowd, they're the most satirical, obvious, awful thing that's ever happened. They're strident. They're serious. They will kill a nigger now. They will kill a nigger. They will do that. So you gotta be really careful how you embrace this. And how me anti-MAGA roll. This MAGA.
Yeah.
That's being present ever today. But it didn't make it in the script, but it did make it in the footnotes. They're just like you, Bob. They're always parenthetical.
Okay, now to page 293. It says on in the column, right column,
oh, wait.
Why
wait,
my wait, ass wait, like wise with
wait,
his?
Come on now. Slow down, Bob. Slow down.
We don't
we're
do that yet.
We're hurrying you up and we're slowing you down. Just yes, you can. But we have to make a little bit of a point here. Everybody that's going to engage here, this is going to contain some content that's going to be very disturbing. And if you're sensitive in any way, you might want to just go ahead and turn it off now and forget about it. Don't worry about it. But if you can stand it, now at this point, we would really suggest that you fasten your seatbelt and please raise your tray table and raise your seat to the full upright position for your own safety and concertity. Concertity. Okay, now, why my as likewise was his, with his, with his. Now, start right there, Bob, and run with it.
Right. Now, I'm looking at a diagram in the middle of the page of what's called the Vesica Pisces, a famous layout. Okay, so if somebody goes, toss it, are they saying because or cousin or cos? What
no,
cos?
No, they're saying, is this the cause? Or did you cause this? Is this the cause? Is this your harm?
Oh, what's the cause? Right. Cause it, your pardon. You make what name? And in truth, as a poor soul is between shift and shift, we talked about that earlier tonight, ear, meaning before the teeth he has lived through, becomes the life he is to die into, he had all but. He was rickets as to reasons, but the balance of his mind was stable. Quadriphenic, more than one mind. Lost himself or himself some somniones scupiones, thus which over which had he or he gaze at Murphy come, Murphy go, Murphy plant, Murphy grow, and Miriam, Miriam, Amelia Murphy's, Murphy's are potatoes, and Miriam, Miriam, Amelia Murphy's. Also, the Murphys are the people in the tavern, I think. In the
don't
lazily
worry about that. Now, slow down. In the lazily eye of his lapis.
Lapis. Okay. You have talked about the lapis.
Yeah, lapis
that.
Is Zulu.
So that's yeah, now I'm going to reread
right
this,
there.
Move it faster.
Okay.
Then you'll say something. Cause it? Your pardon. You make what name? And in truth, as a poor soul is between shift and shift, ere the teeth he has lived through becomes the life he is to die into, he or
death.
She had all
the
but.
The death he has lived through. When
oh, the death,
teeth.
Yeah. Before the death he has lived through becomes the life he is to die into, he or he had all but. He was rickets as to reasons, but the balance of his mind was stables, had but all but lost himself or himself some somnion scupiones, those which over which had he or he gaze it, Murphy come, Murphy go, Murphy plant, Murphy grow, and marry a Mary Amelia Murphy's in the lazily eye of his lapis. Bruce Vaughn
okay,
Dublin.
No, stop. There we go. All right, that's enough. Now you're going to go more that's going to explain what we're fixing to say. Now there's circles, concentric circles overlapping each other. And you have two pyramids. A top and a bottom pyramid, one mirrored up, one mirrored down. You have the symbol of the top, we call pi, or the level of a marker to stick some radio, it's where you make some radio annotation of where you are. In the bottom, you have P, which would be the polar axis or polarity that you're bounced to. Okay.
Did you say polarize? You didn't say polarize, but you had another word besides polarity.
Yeah, it's the point. The point that would tell where your point to begin measuring. Okay. But the L is one side of a large hadron collider.
Mm-hmm.
And A would be accelerated particulate in a quantitative state. And what's going to happen is, on the fifth, they're going to merge those two concentric circles, and the poles are going to be flipped. So you'll be on one is a solid line, and one is a dash, dash, dash line. So yeah. Are you in the dash, dash line now? Okay, you get flipped to the other one. Okay, are you in the solid line where you're strident, you won't have any other base, and you flip to the dash, dash, dash line, so nothing matters. Nothing is certain. Nothing is for sure. Even death and taxes are now up for question. The only thing sure, Bob, is death and taxes. But even that's going to become stridently, maybe, disconcerting. Because you have the lazy eye of his lapis, not your lapis. And you knock about Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Here we go. Murphy's going to come. Murphy's going to go. Murphy's going to plant. Murphy's going to grow. Things are going to get a little, they're getting kind of hectic. Okay, now, watch your, we're going to go to the vortex in a little bit and how that's going to be affected. Because everybody's been asking about this, so we thought we might as well let Joyceans enjoy the benefit of it. Watch your pints and quarts here. But now, step forward, because it's laid out plain as the nose on Bob's face.
It's awesome. So this July 5th, very important date in my life, but this date for CERN, July 5th, coming up, also X Day in the Church Subgenius, this book is about that. Joyce is leading to this point. This is the diagrams about Tuesday coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's very timely, this year.
And in time four, it'll be the first time when you affected the famous aimlessly, and it says famous aimlessly when you affect CERN the first time, which was 10 years ago tomorrow, 10 years ago tomorrow, or day after tomorrow.
Was it?
Two days before last Tuesday.
Right. Okay, what is the little sign beside the A and the little sign beside the L?
Those are just markers. Those are just markers that you use geographically to make notations, like a type of ohmage or a shift, a fractional shift in a frequency and how it goes. And it's just a marker to say, this is where we started. And then when we land, we'll see, because we can't know. We don't know where we're going because we don't know where we are. And how will you know when you get there if you don't know where you started from? That's what those markers indicate of basically a triangulation. Notice the triangles up and down. See, we talk about triangulation, but now you have another choice. This merging of these particle accelerations are going to cause both sets of anhendiades to converge.
Yeah, you've been talking about the split universe as a factor in this July 5th CERN phenomenon, and that's represented by
the
two circles?
We like the split. No, we like the split. This is now, those are overlapping. They're bumping into each other. So it goes back, do you remember 100 years ago with Bad Robot in the Walters world and the other Walters world running into each other? And so when you smash the two globes together, one of them breaks, but the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
They don't ever both break. Well, that's what you're seeing a picture of here. And you can thank your little Bob. You can thank your little Bob for setting this off once again.
So, there is an overlapping, or that's a delusion? That's not happening.
No, it's causing. No, the particle acceleration is going to cause them to be forced together. That a la particle acceleration. But matter and antimatter, well, even what is that ridiculous Catholic man, Brown, Dan Brown, his bullshit.
Yeah.
The whole matter, 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 antimatter, matter, matter, antimatter, matter, 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 markers. The flappers are overmarking the matters. Now go ahead and sing it through.
Did you say flappers? F flappers?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Now what's the lapis lazuli got to do with this?
That's the eye you're looking through. You can't see through lapis, Bob. So that's that, that's that baby, that's that teal, bluish with gold that everybody's been talking about, the lapis.
That's not the keyhole purple. On the shelf.
No. No, that's the purple light that Nina was talking about. That's the teal color that keeps everybody calm. It's set up. It's the, you got a lazy eye because it's lapis. Everything is turning soft, pale blue, teals.
And I'm known as purple. So that more of me. Okay, so then it goes into sort of Dublin. Vise von Dublin. Mm-hmm. 'Twas one of those deems, a darkies ding in the wood, the turnpike under the great elm with mirroring stone in foreground. Oh, there's foreground, bigger ground. Given now and Lynch, you take in all. Allow me. And heaving all jaw-breakical expressions out of old Sir Isaac's universal of specious arithmetic unsaid, A is for Anna, like L is for live. Aha! Auntie Anne, you're apt to ape Auntie Anne alive. Dawn gives rise, lo, lies love. Eve takes fall, la, laugh leaves alas. Ay, Auntie Anne, we're last to the last, Lulu. Tis perfect. I should stop. Now how is this? Is this a mirror of the top paragraph, top section? What's going on here?
No, it's the answer. It gives the crucible for how this is going to work, how these things are going to hit, and it's going to be unsaid. Nobody said, even us, we didn't say, it's going to cause a vortex. And this vortex is going to set things into a, what they call a fractional climactic spin.
Spin or spin?
Spin, as in spit, spin.
Yeah, spin. Is there something about the interplay of Adam and Eve, or Adam and Lilith here, or Bob and Carolyn?
No. Yeah, Eve takes the fall. It's not an Eve person. It's the Christmas Eve. It's the CERN Eve. It's the Eve. It's what takes the fall. So it's basically saying pretty clearly that what you have right here right now, what you have right here right now won't be after then.
Right. So, the on the left, it says, uter alterance, or the interplay of bones in the womb. Does that something to do with Eve?
No, that's the whole Roe versus Wade, everything's in question, the bones in the womb, which are then be triggered and go all the way to Ezekiel with the dry bones. No, that's the other side of that same cone. And it basically is the trident position of now that's going to be shifted. So they're telling you now this is going to converge, and what you know to be is ain't going to be is no more. The is's and the arnesses may swap places. Maybe not for everybody, but they're going to swap places. And now what happens? You have to flip that back around and say, wait a minute. If the Eve, we got to live to love. We got a dawn gives rise. Lo, is it going to fall? Is dawn going to go down? Is dawn going to fall and eventide rise? We're the last to the lost. We're the last to the lost, Bob. We are the last to the lost. And then, and what's in question is the anti-maga position. It's perfect.
Right, so
now it's not.
Is this about time and space? Or, you know, when you were described?
No, draconian, it's the draconian dream. And that's what you're seeing. It's like that whole season of Dallas when Bobby wasn't dead. He was dead from a whole season. Mm-hmm. And then the next season he's in the shower with Pam. He's like, oh my God, he wasn't dead. Bobby, you're not dead. And this daddy was so proud and beautiful. So now go back and do your sidebars for that page.
Yeah, so bones in the womb. Is bones also dicks or penises?
No, not necessarily. You, of course, with your famous Granny Point channel would bring that up, Bob, but no.
Yeah.
And that's a little vulgar of you to insert that here, but now it's in there, so I guess it'll be okay, but vulgar of you.
But what's important, now, you got Wyndham Lewis and the Vortices, and you got the Vortex. McLuhan wrote about the Vortex. Then he would talk about Gerard Manley Hopkins, who had the idea of sprung rhythm. So you have the spring of sprung verse. That's Hopkins. Gerard Manley Hopkins' term for his poetry, and then the vertex. McLuhan wrote about vertex. That's bureaucracy.
That's Rumspringer. Rumspringer is what you're referring to. When you go off to find sow your wild oats, Rumspringer, in the Amish
way. Okay. So then, number one, what would that? Oh yeah, with Meering Stone
No. Do the sidebars first. That's what's important.
Okay, well, you have a comment on the vortex, spring of sprung verse, the vertex?
Yes. Yes. That's the whole point they're trying to point out. This is going to affect every level, from the cradle to the grave, basically. From the dry
vortex versus the vertex.
The interplay. Yeah. That's what's the problem here. If you had it one, okay, if everything was bad, let's say it's really, really bad, you can live with it if you know it. If you know the power's going off, you prepare. If you know there's no food, you get your pinto beans and your rice and whatever else. If you know that there's going to be no money, then you get yourself stocked in such a way that you don't notice. If you know you're not going to have any conductivity, you prepare. Now, you go through all this bullshit and prepare, and then it all shifts and changes, and that's not the case. It's almost like you've wasted all your energy getting ready to not get ready. It's the interplay.
Right. Which is tactility in my mind. So this is an image of tactility.
Yeah, but you don't know what it means because it keeps changing.
Right. Tactility is not a sense. It's the action of the drama of cognition.
So I'm going to take an action, and if it's the right action, I like it. If it's the wrong action, then I find I lost a lot of money out of my bank account.
Right, you'll find yourself in Drum Conscious Dream Country, where the better leaves grow.
And you look up and you go, wait a minute, that's not possible. That's not possible. This is silly. This is great. What? Can't do what? No. You're mistaken. And so this is that draconian position. And the better lies low. The better factor, the better answer, the better position. It's been obfuscated for trifold silly shit. Like what
did you say? The better physician, the better doctor.
No. The better position.
Position. Okay.
We're hoping that after the convergence, that Bob has better hearing. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Understanding. That's going to be beautiful. And boy, when he starts getting that together, he's going to be a bold Brummer for sure.
All right, so Sir Isaac becomes footnote 2. Oh, Laughing Sally, are we going to be toad-haunted by that old pantafox or somebody-something, Bert? This Bert for the rest of our secret scripture. Bert made the big page.
They misspelled it, because it's supposed to be Bertrand, but I guess that's the play with the double T, Bertrand.
There was a writer, E.A. Burt, wrote about history of philosophy. I don't know if it was a B. Joyce's time, but, you know, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, Burt wrote. I wonder if that's referring to him. Did Joyce know about his book? Anyways,
what about Bertrand's book? He's got a pretty cool book.
Yeah, that's our
too
book.
Long.
The
too
Secret
long.
Scripture.
Too long. The Scriptures. Scriptures. You've
used that word.
The Scriptures.
Yes. Right. Scriptures. Oh, Laughing Sally. So you have here... Old Sir Isaac Newton. Oh, Laughing Sally, are we going to be toad-haunted?
No. That is Fair Isaac. Fair Isaac, this is about credit, the falling of the credit, the toad-haunted. And the pantafox is the fox of the in-house that's counting in his counting house, counting all of your money.
Right. Oh, Laughing Sally, are we going to be toad-hunted by that old panda fox or somebody something? Bert? We're asking Bert. Are we going to be toad-hunted by the old panda fox or something something, Bert? For the rest of our secret scripture, that's volume 2. Will we get out volume 2 after this?
Correct. Right? Okay, keep going. Yeah, keep going a little bit.
Okay. "'Tis perfect," says at the bottom. "Now, lends your dapple eye here, mine's Presbyropian, Schillenwall. We see the copying straight line AL," so it's going to go into the diagram, so that horizontal AL, "in figure, the force, from being continued. The copyright straight line AL from being continued stops at lambda. Mutter Elon there, too. Allow me, Anchor. I bring down Noth and carry off. Now then, take this in. One of the most memorable loose corollaries ever Alice threw his cooking glass, with Olive as centrum and Olive's lambtail for his spokesman circumscript a cyclone. Allo, tear. Hoop. As round as the calf of an egg. Oh, dear me now. Another grand discobly. After make fierce in the ocean. You've actuary and dunked one. Hook. Why, you haven't a passer. Fantastic. Early, clever, surely doomed to swifts, alas, the galehus. Match of a matchness. Like your big dud dadder in the Boudville song, Garazzi Gulliver's Troubles. Rocking his favorite turf coup in the smoking precincts of Lydia's with Mary Owens and Dolly Monks, seasidling to edge his crapulence and Blake Roach, Kingston, and Dockrell, or assenting him from a furze, our Papa Scopatel, Abraham Badley King? Ting, ting, ting. By, now, here's an important line. By his magmazine fall, lumps, lavas, and all, Benet, but thunder and turf, it's not all over yet. One recalls Byzantium. The mystery repeats itself to date as our callback mother, Gaudiana, that was daughter to a tanner, used to sing, as I think, now and then, continuously over her possipot in her queer homolicus, humminbass, Hesterdy and Isherdy forever.
Just that's good. There. Stop right there. You got to stop right there. And we let you kind of run through the whole thing, because what that all this does now is give you the details of what's up is down, what's over is under. You're not there. You're not going to get there. And so now what are you going to do? This is telling you all the details, even if it had been Byzantium, which is they're going to remember it. And then when your remag levels fall, you're going to have lumps and lavas. And then the Benet, you're going to be done. And then the thunder's going to roll and the turf's going to roll. And it's not over yet, but you're going to think it is. And then that mystery that you don't understand is going to do it again and again and again and again. And you're going to call... Bob! Call back. Mother Bob! Mother Bob and a Mother Gaudy and a Mother Gaudy, a Mother fucking goddamn Bob! Bob! Oh, yes, he's a tanner. He's a banner tanner, and he's on him. He won't save you then. He'll save you now, but he won't save you then, because you're going to be too far away to hear the clarion call of Dobstown, USA.
Awesome. So, is that referred to in Sarga or the Path of Outgoing? Is that like going out to space?
Out of your reality or realm, is that like going out to space? See,
yes.
You can't, the dogma of this plane, granular plane, is not bound here. So if you can embrace that, then you got no problem. But most people get real comfortable with terra firma. I'm on the ground, I'm in the ground, I'm above the ground. Well, you don't know, it's a mystery ground, so you don't know. See, that landscape has not been paved with a righteous indignation that could be superviously indoctrinated into your knowing presently. What you think you know, you don't know. As this is
all right, so it mentions Doceticism and Didicism, Mayataya, Tamas, Rajas, Sattvas. So those are Far Eastern... dogmas or doctrines. What would that...
Well,
is that
they're just
Eastern
markers. They're markers to tell you where to find the Eastern Gate. And if you can't find the Eastern Gate, apparently you really have to listen for the ting, ting, ting. That might be a clue. Y'all, it's going to get a little crazy here in a little bit, so just fasten your seatbelts and keep them fastened. Don't be roaming about the cabin. Keep yourself grounded as much as you can for this next little bit, because it was, you were created to survive a day like today, or not.
So, the footnotes, line 4, Lamb Day, goes down to footnote 1, ex-Jup Pepoff Carpenter Strait, the kids in Doll's Home, make cake ache. Is that referring to Lance Strait of the Media Ecology Association?
No, good no. Lord, no. It's that you the early preppers are going to be surprised if you get caught in a dire strait, a dire carpenter strait.
Okay. So 2 is the precincts of Lydia's, which becomes a vagrant need is a flagrant weed. Is that transient? Is that an effect?
It has to be. When the world takes over and then the poison weeds take over, the vagrant need.
Yeah. Right.
Or that, or everybody's gonna get high and roll a fatty.
Okay, then it mentions the law firm, Blake Roach, Kingston and Dockrell, or sending him from a first, our Papa Coco Puddle. Footnote 3. Grand for blowing off steam when you walk up in the morning. So that's something about how you feel after?
Yeah, well, like when Carolyn stomps down Hail Hill every day, she's blowing off steam. But yet she builds up a head of steam. She's blowing off steam, but yet she's building up a head of steam, trying to divisively restructure the reality that doesn't suit or please her in her realm or world. And she's having to battle this constantly to try to keep it in checks and balances. And all that's going up in the air in about 30 seconds.
That's the ting, 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 the alarm. And then by his magazine, is that MAGA? But his MAGA fall?
Yeah, that's the magnesium levels falling in your body. You have to keep those stabilized. More so, even more.
That's the inner chemistry of the
lavas.
That's the inner chemistry of the effect of the magnesium on you.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. And that becomes footnote 4. At the foot of Bagnabun Banbas Day was lost on one. Would that be at the bottom of the hill that Carolyn's going down? Hell Hill?
Yep.
Right. So that's about her magnesium dilemma. It's about magnesium. Remag. And then Benny.
It's not her dilemma. It's just her call. That's the hill she's willing to die on.
Yeah. Right.
Remember the hill she's willing to die on? That hill. And so she's taking that on. She's taking that on to a point to say, okay, we have to find some way so that people can keep their magnesium levels balanced. Not too high and not too low, especially when they don't know where they are.
Right. So then it goes Benet.
This flux is going to shift. Go ahead.
Yeah, so it says Benet, and then it's going to lead into footnote 5, daughter to a tanner, that might be Carolyn, and it says, we're all found of our animal matter. That's physics and that's doctor talk. We're fond of our animal matter.
That's exactly right. Because you go back to the creature comforts. Sugar will kill me, but I want sugar. Sugar will kill me, but I want sugar. I want sugar. I want carbs. Give me some carbs. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, you can. And so now what we're looking for now is some way to find the balance between the bitter and the sweet. Mm-hmm.
So Byzantium was an empire between the East and the West in many ways. So it's in the interval. Is the kingdom of Bob and Carolyn Dobbstown like a retrieval of Byzantium? It's in the middle between the competing factions.
The Byzantine Empire absorbed by part of the Ottoman Empire are certainly within your and Clinton's wheelhouse.
Right. And so, therefore, the mystery repeats itself to date as our callback mother, Gudiana, that was daughter to a tanner, used to sing, as I think, now and then, continuously over her passport in her queer, homunculus, humming bass, yesterday and yesterday forever. That makes complete sense.
And shift. When they shift, you can't unshift it. You may put it back, but you can't unshift it.
Right, so then that becomes footnote one on page 295. So just going down to end with that, footnote one says, sewing up the Billy Bursts in their buckskin shorts to a big Capitan Killycook in the Dukes of Killeany. That doesn't have anything to do with Carolyn, does it?
No, that has to do with Ukraine, how Ukraine falls. It's how everything will fall.
Sewing up the Billy Bursts in their buckskin shorts for big Capitan Killycook in the Dukes of Killeany. That's about something going on in the Ukraine, which is symptomatic of everywhere.
That's all about the battle that's going on for the World War Megiddo.
Right.
They're setting up for, so they can sort out the deficit.
Deficit. Okay, I'll quickly
All participants are now unmuted.
To say something right away.
Sorry, Bob was long-winded.
Yeah,
Excellent job, Bob. The word that jumped out for me right at the beginning was Karoro. Let me just get there. Convolvuli.
Yeah, convolvuli.
It's footnote or its definition of winding plant convolvulus, and it's a caterpillar that wraps itself up in a leaf. Iron, is that what Dobbstown is doing here? Is there a wrapping up?
It's like a rattlesnake. It's coiling so it can control completely its environment. And it's got a rattler, a ting, ting, ting. Don't pet the rattlesnakes. They don't like it. Good words for thought.
Or that Egyptian cobra, nasty looking fella.
The little snake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The most poisonous snake, the little snake, because they don't know how much to put on you.
Yeah.
Well, it's very venomous, even as it looks like a little snake, but I know most little snakes are very venomous when they're babies or young, but is that the most venomous snake as an adult?
No. The most one is it's in Costa Rica, the black mamba.
And we got the black mambas here.
Yeah.
Is that the one that we saw in January 92, Fialka, me and Carolyn walking through the jungle? It's a big snake there in Costa Rica. Mm. Probably was. The guide was shocked. He said, he didn't know it was there, and he was shocked to see it there, and he had to keep that in mind in the future for further tours, eco-tours, you know. What'd you say, Michael?
Yeah, because they'll attack you. They're territorial. If you come in their space, they'll attack you just for something to do.
Yeah.
You got in here, but you're not getting out. You came in here, but you ain't getting out.
Yeah. You got to run bloody fast. Yeah, yeah.
Because they'll get their space. Okay, good. Yeah. All right, that's good. What else?
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Michael. Anybody else got something to say? Bert.
Yeah.
Had a bad one, Bert.
Bob. It was Nick.
Nick. Yeah. Oh, that was Nick. Oh, okay. Do you have something to say, Michael?
It's Phil.
Now it's Phil.
Yeah, it's Phil. Bob, I am.
Hello.
Three quarters of the way down 292. Swift's Hut Scarces. Is this to do with the Swift system, which appears to be going kaput, Iron?
It's already kaput.
What line is that?
It's about three quarters of the way down the page, 292. Just above it, it says, Solard's swear mood, it is that when, as the Swiss art scarcest of our pupil teacher taught duplex,
Oh, yeah. I see that. Swift jet, scary ass. Ew.
Yeah.
Nine from the bottom, Bob.
Yeah, so that's not Swift ion?
Yes, they asked if that was the failing system of Swift, and we said, yes, it's already failed the system of Swift. Mm.
It says it's shut here. Failed. Yeah, it says it's shut.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Anybody got something else?
Yeah, ion from the bottom, on 292, the fourth line. Eating SS collar is go-going of wits to you sternly how.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give a pattern on that?
Sure, we did. We did. Man, that's the Nazis.
That's
the SS.
That's the Nazis.
The SS. Yeah, the SS.
Okay.
Because, and that's the fascist position that they're trying to put on you. A communist Nazi is what we would say. But they originally were.
Yeah. All right, that's good.
Fun. That was fun.
Oh, wait a minute. We're not finished. Anybody else?
Undivided royalty, draw the line. Bob, what are you doing to draw the line?
Yes.
Throw it out. He threw out the Duke of Sussex. What he's done so far.
Well, I'm just demanding people to draw the line somewhere. I'm just floating the flag to see who salutes it. I don't necessarily believe in response to it.
neither
fucking with everybody
the Duke
there.
Neither did the Duke of Sussex, Bob, so that's okay.
Yeah, like, I never made a decision ever, but here we are coming to the key point of the book, the middle of the book. I gotta look like I got somewhere, so I'm pretending I have a conclusion, then I'm going to make a decision.
2 days before the Large Hadron Collider merges two worlds and irreparably changes the whole span of time-space continuum as you all gauge it. So it's gonna be fun, getting kinda
and hectic. The perfect symmetry of it, Ian, is that there's a diagram here that explains what's going to happen.
Yes, you know,
it was when it was wrote.
Who's speaking, Michael? Yeah. Once I had to give a lecture in a classroom, and so I got up there and I drew this diagram, and then I gave my speech, and I never said a word about the diagram. So at the end, somebody, some smartass says, "What about the diagram, Bob?" I go, "What diagram?" That's how I ended the speech.
This is woven all through the book, because this refers to the converging of Anna Livia Plurabelle. Converging is trying to be played out here. Okay, this has been
great. Wait, Ian, what does Anna Livia Plurabelle represent?
The merging
Anything?
Of those two different worlds. The merging of those two different worlds, and dimensions, dynasties, kingdoms, realities. It's a personal thing, but it has a global impact of your...
The interplay of the bones in the womb.
Correct.
There it is. There's
happy days.
Thank you, Bob.
Do right. Fasten your seatbelts. Leave them on until after the matrix.
Thank you very much. And...
Right.